You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 347, the date of Matthew. Today's challenge. Matthew's gospel isn't reliable. It was written long after the events by a non-eyewitness. Today's defense. Matthew was written by an eyewitness living within living memory of the events it records. We elsewhere cover that the names of the evangelists were not made up at a later date and that they indicate actual authors of the Gospels. See days 109 and 146. Matthew's Gospel was already called by that name in the first century, as shown by the testimony of the first century figure John the Presbyter. Eusebius, Church History, 3:39-16. The evidence thus points to Matthew the Apostle, one of the eyewitnesses, as the author of the Gospel. There's a literary relationship between Matthew and Mark that can help us determine when Matthew was written. 90% of the material in Mark is paralleled in Matthew, often with the same wording. It's very probable that either Matthew used Mark or Mark used Matthew. From the 2nd century until the 19th, the standard view was that Matthew wrote first and Mark abridged Matthew. If so, then since Mark was written in the AD 50s, see day 300, Matthew would have been written sometime between AD 33, the year of the crucifixion, and the AD 50s. However, today, almost all scholars conclude that Mark wrote first and Matthew used Mark in composing his own gospel. One thing that supports this is the first century statement from John the Presbyter that Mark's gospel was based on his memories of Peter's preaching, that is, not on the gospel of Matthew. Also, while abridgments were common in the ancient world, the evidence does not fit the hypothesis that Mark is an abridgment of either Matthew or of Matthew and Luke. See Jimmy Akin, Did Mark Abridge Matthew's Gospel? And Did Mark Base His Gospel on Matthew and Luke? At jimmyakin.com. On this view, Matthew would have been written sometime after Mark. Raymond Brown proposed a late date for Matthew of 80 to 90, give or take a decade, an Introduction to the New Testament, page 172. However, this is too late. Each of the Synoptic Gospels refers to Jesus' prediction that the temple would be destroyed in AD 70, but none record its fulfillment, suggesting that they were written before this date. This would point to Matthew being written between AD 50 and 70.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.